deals with an EN in the center of Shmos. And the reason is because I was supposed to have given a shiur to my mother's yahrzeit, Chof Teves, and because of the weather it was cancelled. So now it's my father's yahrzeit, so I decided that I'll discuss that EN that I intended to discuss at that time. But Ashkofe will be based on Shmeis Vahir or Envo. Now the EN is a memre in Sanhedrin Dafim Ches, Omar Rav Chanine, Akum Shehiko Es Yisrael, Chayev Misi. If a goy smites a Yisrael, so is Chayev Misi. Shenema, we learn it out from the Posik in Shmeis. Vayara Kenech, Kenish, so the Torah tells us that Moshe Rabbeinu came out, so he saw how an Egyptian was smiting a Jew. If Misha Rabinu did it, so it was Obedi. So that means that Mitzri was Chayiv Mise. Why was it Chayiv Mise? Because he was Maki Yisrael. So from this posse, we learn how the halacha that Akum Shehiko Es Yisrael Chayiv Mise. The Rambam mentions it in two places, this member of Rav Chanina. In Pirkei Milchas Chivu Mazik Halacha Gimel, so the Rambam says, V'akum Shehiko Es Yisrael Chayiv Mise, Shenema Vayifen Kei Vachei Vayachas Hamise. And then the second time he mentions it in Perikyud Milchis Melochim, Halochevo, V'yakum Shehiko Yisrael, Afil Chobel Beikol Shem, Afal Pishu Chayev Mise Eilem. So the Rambam puts a limitation upon this Chayev Mise. It's not like the Chayev Mise that the Bineach is Chayev for the Zayim Mitzvahs. Over there, so is Chayev Mise Viliodo, but he's never the best notes. Mashinkin here, he cannot be Nerak the person. So what kind of a Chiyuv Misi is it if it's not Nerak? So the Arava Miri, not mentioning it in the name of the Rambam, but mentioning it as his own Shita, but we see that he follows the Shita of the Rambam. So the Arava Miri in Sanhedrin says, B'neach Shehiko Es Yisrael, Uy Shechob Al Dei, Chayuv Misi B'dishamayim, Elo Shein in Nerak Olam. What is the reason as to why the Rambam says that he's Chayiv Mise in Erag? Because we have a halacha that the Bneach is only Chayiv Mise b'Yodom and Zayim Mitzvahs. Zayim Mitzvahs. This is not one of the Zayim Mitzvahs. Now, since it's not one of the Zayim Mitzvahs, so mainly it couldn't be Chayiv Mise b'Yodom. But Gemore does say that he's Chayiv Mise. So obviously the Chiyuv Mise is not a Chiyuv Mise b'Yodom, the Chiyuv Mise is a Chiyuv Mise b'Shama. So the question is raised against the Rambam, that now the Rambam, now, how we know that Akum Shecholo b'Yisroel is Chiyuv Mise? From the posting by Misha Rabbeinu. Vayach, vayach keinish, vayach es ha-mitzri, vayitneyu b'chei, and there Misha Rabbeinu killed the mitzvah. So he was killed with the other by Meshach Rabbeinu. So we see from that he's Chayiv Mise with the other, not Chayiv Mise Shemayim. That question is raised by him. Now, I just want to mention a few other kashes in that thing. The Yad Ramah in Sanhedrin. So he mentions the Gemara, and he mentions it בזה הלוש ויום הרב חנימי אקום שהורא כס ישראל חייב מיסי נת אקום שהיקו אס ישראל ואת אקום שהורא כס ישראל אם אין אקום קיל זה ג'ו סו יש חייב מיסי שנמה ואיפן ויער כאיניש וי סו וי ואיפן כאילכי ויער כאיניש ויחס המצווה יתנאו בכם unless it's a mistake. And it should be written there, Omer Rav Chanina, Akum Akum she hikos Yisrael, but the loshen in the Ramayi is Akum she'aretz Yisrael. So the question arises, Akum she'aretz Yisrael. So the Nitzvah is Domi. So not only Akum she'horag Yisrael chayim misa, b'neiach is chayim misa and Shvachas Domi. So Akum she'horag Akum is also chayim misa. And then why do we have to resort to a posik from the posik of Vayachas and Vayifin Kei v'chei, Vayachas and Mitzvah Yitmini v'chei? And Zay Mitzvah, so B'neach is Chayim Mise. So that's very strange. Now, the Chidush Yaran, the Chobdo, I have it here, Akum Shehiko is Yisroel, Chayim Mise. So the Chidush Yaran says, Mashma Dimidin Gezel Ma'isin Olam. So at first he mentions Ishite, that this, that is Chayim Mise, is only Midin Gezel. On the score of Gezel. The Mali Chobel B'Gufe, Mali Chobel B'Momen. Ufize, Loishne Akum V'Loishne Yisroel, Shobim Bidon. So at first he mentions a Roshan that the Chiyuv Mise of Akum Shechobel B'Yisroel is based upon Gezel. Gezel is one of the Zayim Mitzvahs, and the B'Neach is Chayuv Mitzvah for Gezel. So Mele, if he's chayvei, that's also gezel. Because there are two types of gezel. There is gezel of momain, and there is gezel of guf. So if it is based upon gezel, so memele, not only akum shechobel b'Yisrael, akum shechobel b'akum too, because the halacha is if an akum shebeneach is gezel from a beneach, that's the price in Dalet Mises. So if a Beneach is Gezel from a Beneach, is Chayim Mises. So why does the Rav Hanina say Akum Shehiko es Yisrael? So according to that Loshen, it's not Davke Akum Shehiko es Yisrael. Akum Shehiko, Akum Shechobal is Chayim Mises, because in Dine Beneach, Chvole and Gezel, that's Haidah. The Mali Chobel B'Guf V'Mali Chobel Mamein Ufizeh Lo Yishne Akum V'Lo Yishne Yisroel Shovim Bidon. So he says, then the Chiddush Aran rejects that Loshen, but first he mentions the Rayas that Loshen has. V'Oy Dimehich Yalfin Elom Yam Mitzri She'iko Yishivri Shneim Oyum Neneach. He says, we learned it out from the posik Gabi Meisha Rabbeinu. That was before Matan Torah. So before Matan Torah, so in other words, this Loshen in the Ram assumes, now the Mishnah Melech has that famous Chkire, or the Oves, the Din of Neach, the Din of Yisrael, actually, it's a Machlikas Rishayim on that name. It's a Machlikas Rishayim. The Ramban, at the end of the Meir, so mentions the Shita of Chachmi Tzofas, and the posik, Vayetze ben isho Yisraelis, vihu ben ish Mitzri, viseyer bnei Yisrael, vayinotzu b'machne bnei Yisraelis, vishay Yisrael. So, ben ish Mitzri, hu ha Mitzri shorgem ish. In other words, that was the Mitzri that Moshe killed. Because the Medrash tells us that this Mitzri, so the night before he abused Shlomis Bas Divri, and that was the child. So Asher says, "Bisei of Yisrael milamei chenizgaya." So the Ramban mentions in the name of Chachmi Tzofas, why milamei chenizgaya? Why didn't he? If the mother was Jewish. And we know that if the father is a goy and the mother is Jewish, so the child is a Jew. So Mimele, why did he have to be Mizgayer? So the Chachmit Ramban mentions in the name of Chachmit Zofas that the Chachmit Zofas say, since it was before Matan Torah, so Mimele, the Yisrael also had the din of a nimu. And the halacha is, if the father If the father is a goy and the mother is Jewish, so then the child is Jewish. If the mother is a goy and the father is a Jew, so the child is a goy. That is only if one parent is a Israel and the other parent not. But suppose both parents are non-Jews, but one is a Mitzri, one is an Armeni, and there is nafkemina in the dinim between Mitzri and Armeni. Armeni liyobi Armeni ma'amim kaladishem. And but ligabi Armeni, so Armeni veloy Armenis, ligabi Mitzri adir shlishi. But if me Mitzris, so suppose the father is a Mitzri and the mother is an Armenis, what kind of a status does the child have? So the aloch is be umitzolach harazoch. So before matzach mitzofa say before matn Torah. So if there was one parent was a Yisrael and the other a goy, so it's like two different tumes before matn Torah. So mele itzolach harazoch. So mele since this happened before matn Torah, so the child, the Benish Mitzri al pidin when he was born, he was a Mitzri. Because Bumi Salah. So Mimele, after Matan Torah, he was Mizgaya himself. So the Ramban is Masik. And he says, no, we can't apply the aloche of Biume Solachacharazocho. Because Misho Shenichnas Avrom Avinu Libris. So they acquired Bishes Yisrael, even before Matan Torah. So in that Chile that the Mishnah Melah discusses, we see that the Ramban mentions the Shita of Chachmitzofas and his own Shita. It's a palace why the Mishnah Melach doesn't even mention this Chachmitzofas, the Machlekes Chachmitzofas. Anyway, so the first motion in the Ran assumes like the Chachmitzofas, and that they mention as a Raya. That motion, these Rishenim mention as a Raya that Akum Sheikos Yisroel Chayim Mitzah doesn't mean Davke Akum Sheikos Yisroel. Lav Davke Akum Sheikos Yisroel. Because it happened with the Yisrael. But Ibn Akum Shehiko Akum is Chayim Miseh, because it's guest. And the Rai is, because before Matan Torah, so there was no distinction between a Yisrael. In other words, even Yisrael had a din of Neneach before Matan Torah. This is what he says. But then the Ran rejected. Vililui Mashmach. First he mentioned the Shiteh, he mentioned the Raiyas, but he rejected. Vililui mashmach, the davke Yisroel, the avo gab da dain li kibla teiro, kvo hoile mitzvah siseiritz, al b'neach. So, in other words, like the Ramban. So, in other words, akum shikos Yisroel is davke Yisroel, not akum shikako. So, it cannot be based upon the aloha of Gezel. Because Gezel, according to Ranchite, Gezel means Gezel. Gezel mommy. Chvole is not Gezel. Vihoi, Dinkei, another Raya against that Chite. Lomo monu bichol azai mitzvah shvichus domim. Viyarike, lechoshvei make chavere. So if we are to assume, as that first Loshen assumes, that Akum Shika is Yisroel chayim, he said, doesn't mean that Akum Shika is Yisroel. If Akum Shika Akum, because Chvole, Ika is included in Gezel, so why does the price have to mention that an shvichus domim is chayim mise? Even a koye that does not involve shvichus domim, just chavole is chayim mise. So why do we have to resort to a special aloha of shvichus domim? Since the price mentions an shvichus domim ibn Eyach chayim mise, so it's a raya davke shvichus domim if ibn Eyach kills a human being. A Yisroel or a Bneiach, so he's chayv mise. Mashenkin, if he's chayv or not, but there is a special aloche of Akum Shehiko is Yisroel, he's also chayv. Alright, then he says, V'hi arige lechshavei make chavere elevadai davke make Yisroel chayv mise. Chayv mise. Chayv mise, mamesh. K'mu shehoge mish rabino vashon. So he says, Chayev Mise Mamesh Kmoy Shehoge Meshe Rabbeinu Ola Vashon. Avla Rambam Zal Kosav Dei Bichiyuv Mise U Bichiyuv Mise Shom U Be'akum Reisig Beteiro. אלו שמדין איסי שהוא חייב במיסי ומקר איסי ואיש ניסי עם יסי אבל אין דרג עליהם so the Rambam Shita is that Akum Shikas Yisrael Chayim Mise is not Nerak, it's Chayim Mise Lishamay and the same thing the Rambam says Ligabe Akum Shosek Bateo so also Chayim Mise does Ayin Nerak and Chayim Mise means with Lishamay Avol Gav the Mipashte Digmora Lemashmach Pashte Digmora Lemashmach Midamrinam Bisomu Gabi Akum Loisik Bateo Vilechshe Vegabi Zayim Mitzvah די משמע די מיקה מצווי ואוי תבטאו מגזלו עם נער אמרוסו שהם חיובי מי זה ממש because the Gemara says אקום שעשו בתאירו חיו מי זה so Roman Doma says why because it says תאירו ציבורנו מי שהם מראשו כלס יקו so what does it mean מראשו so it means את הפנטז ביום רבי יחד אקום שעושים בתאירו חייב מיסה, שנמתאים, רוצים לנו מי שמראש יקלס יעקב, מראשו, לא נו מראשו, ולוי להם, וילך שבגם ישם המיצה ונייח. So, דגמור, אם זה תרץ, מן דאומה מראשו, is מגזל קוגו, it's מגזל, so גוזל, מן דאומה מראשו, דילי כנער המרוס, and it's because there are two פשוטים, עם מראשו, whether the pshat is moy rosho, a heritage. So then it's like this. Teirot zivon meishem rosho kiles Yaakov. So it's like this. So it's chayv mise on the score of guest. But one man doma says, al tikrom rosho elo meyu rosho, the pshat of moy rosho is meyu rosho. So it's chayv mise, like bo am naram rosho. Ne bneyach is chayv mise, if he's bo am naram rosho. So we see, that Akum Shosef Betiru is Chayiv Mise, either on the score of Gezel or on the score of Naram Rosso. And by Gezel and Naram Rosso is Chayiv Mise Mamesh, by the other. So how can the Rambam say that Akum Shosef Betiru is Chayiv Mise, but in an era, and the Chayiv Mise is only the Shema. Right, so we have several difficulties. The first kashi is against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say the Akum Shikas Yisroel Chayiv Mise so Ma'amurim Nerak and it's on the Chayiv Mise L'Shamayim when the Gemara learns it out from Vayachas HaMitzri and the Elisha Rabin killed that's one kash the second difficulty is with the Yad Ramah the way it appears in the Yad Ramah so he says Akum Shohas apparently here the Gira say not Akum Om Rab Chanine Akum Shikas Yisroel but Akum Shohas Yisroel not Akum Shohas Yisroel so why daf ke horag Yisroel, even horag Akum, and then why do we have to resort to a special posik? So that Shulchan Domim is Chayiv Mise. There's a second kashi. Now the third kashi is that the Ran raises against the first portion that Akum she hikos Yisroel doesn't mean daf ke Akum she hikos Yisroel, but even Akum she hikos Akum, and is Chayiv Mise because of Gezel. He's Chayiv Mise because of Gezel. So the question is, Monefshech, if he's Chayiv Mise because of Gezel, so why does the price have to say that Shvichas Domim ben Beneach is Chayiv Mise? Every Shvichas Domim, even if it's less than Shvichas Domim, just Akoi is Chayiv Mise. Is Chayiv Mise. This is the third kash. Now, then, the fourth. Now, then, so the Ram, so the Ram, so he says that Akum she hikos Yisroel chayiv mise means chayiv mise mamish, and then he mentions the Rambam says it's only chayiv mise shemayim, but the Rambam applies the same principle to Akum shosik b'teiro that the same in the Arab. So he has the kasha against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say by Akum shosik b'teiro that is Chayiv Mise in an era? The Gemara says that he is either Chayiv Mise on the score of Gezel or on the score of Naram Rosso, and by both, so is Chayiv Mise Mamesh, not Mise B'Rishamayim. That's the fourth. Now, as far as in regard to the first Kashi, there is a very simple terence. Kashi. ויאמר, מי סומכו לי שר ושפט עלינו? הלא גני אתו אמר כאשר הרגת את המצווה? ויאמר מי שויאמר ארוך אל אדום. So הלא גני אתו אמר. Well, again, at the end, what is Arike to do with Amire? So Rashi says, and this is the Medresh, Mikanonu l'meidim shehorgi v'shem amfirsh. That Meshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri for the Shem Amfirsh. Now, if somebody will kill a person for the Shem Amfirsh, so Meshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri kidin v'shem amfirsh. But suppose someone will kill a person with the Shem Amfirsh, shaloi kidin. Without rishus, shaloi kedim. Will he be able to be Yisra Tziche? Will he be chayav mizeh? Of course not. What kind of a Yisra Tziche is there? And not only he will not be chayav mizeh bezin, in order to be chayav mizeh bezin, so one has to do a harigem yadayim. But even mizeh, now the Rambam says that if somebody kills to a gromeh, so he is also a tzeach. He's even easier to his chayim misel shemayim, but he's potter misel best. But he's chayim misel shemayim. But if somebody will kill a person for the shemam firash, he's not even a vitzayach. He's not even evil easier to. That's not even grome. Because when someone kills for the shemam firash, so that means that he submits to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, and then Hakadosh Baruch Hu brings about the death of that person. So maybe it's like killing someone through cloth. As it is mentioned in Lochim, that Elisha was Mikalud in the Orim, who abused him, who insulted him, and then Dubim came out and they killed the Orim. So it was an act of Harige. It wasn't an act of Harige of Yitzhak. So that was through cloth. So killing a person through the Shemam Feirech is like killing through cloth. That's not only, it's not Ritzicha B'yadayim. It's not even Grome. It's not Ritzicha, it's Grome. So, but, if some Mele, we can understand the Rambam. Everybody raises the question against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say, Akum Shikas Yisroel Chayim Lisi? Means, only B'nei Shamayim, we learn it out from Meshe Rabbeinu, and Meshe Rabbeinu killed him. But, the Medrash says, that Meshe Rabbeinu killed him Shemam Feiresh. So that means that was not a Maisa Retzirche. So, but if he hadn't been Chayim Mise Shemayim, then Meshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have cursed him either. So the fact that Meshe Rabbeinu killed him for Shemam Feiresh indicates that the Mitzri was Chayim Mise. So that's the Raya from the Posig of Vayachas HaMitzri Vayit Menorah. But this Rashi, that Rashi mentions, Halogeni Atoheime, Vesharakto Es HaMitzri, Milamit Shehor B'Shem HaFirash, is not such a Dova Poshut. The Medrash says it, but there is a Machlikes in the Medrash about it. Now the Medrash Rabbi, so says as follows, Vayachas HaMitzri, Bameh Horgei, Reb Yosef Omar, Iko Begret, that Mish Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri with his fist. V'yeshemrim, there is a yeshemrim, magrifo shel titno tal, v'heitzi es meche, that Meshe Rabbeinu picked up a clod of plaster, and he killed him with the clod of plaster. Rabbonon amre, hiskiro lof es Hashem v'orogin, shenemar halogin atim. So it's machlikes in the verse. Not everybody says that Meshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri through the Shemam Feiresh. So there are Amoroim in the Medresh who say that Meshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri B'Yodayim Mamesh. Now, so the question is, now according to these Mandomas that Meshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri B'Yodayim Mamesh, so Mimele, we cannot say that Akum Shehiko is Yisroel is Chayiv Mise B'Neshama. So, when the Rambam says that Akum Shehiko is Yisroel is Chayiv Mise B'Neshama, so it cannot accord with the Mandoma who says that Behiko Begri or Magrif Shaltit Notal Veitzes Mechei, And the Rambam can only accord with the Shita of the Rabbonon. His Kirov of Hashem Barok. But according to the Adam and the Omars, that he killed the Mamesh, Mishra Rabbeinu killed the Mitzvah, Mamesh. So then, we cannot say that Mitzvah Nishma. So, obviously, there is a Machlikis in the Medrash. There's a Machlikis Amroim in the Medrash. Now, but, there is another Medrash. And with that other Medrash, we'll be able to understand the Girsa of the Yad Rama. The Yad Rama says, Omer Reb Chanina, Akum, שהורג את ישראל חייב מיסה שלמה ואיפן קוי מחי ויחס אמיץ את נרחיל. So the question arose, first of all, why דווקא אקום שהורג את ישראל? אקום שהורג אקום טו. And then why do we have to resort to a posik of ויחס אמיץ? That's with a dummy, אבן היחס חי. Now the Medrash says, there's another Medrash. The Medrash says, כיוון שיודע הנגש, that Kim Shiyoda Hanegish Bey Hirzire Laveda Saperach Voyomake Isay Umivakish Lehoge. That's the Loshen. That's the Loshen of the Medrash. That this mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu saw, that this mitzvah tried to kill this Ishivri. Why? Because he was the husband of Shlomis Bas Divri. And he abused Shlomis Bas Divri. So the Mitzri took notice of the fact that this Jew found out what he did. So Mimele, he tried to kill him. And Moshe Rabbeinu, Biruach HaKedesh, knew that. So that this Mitzri tried to kill the Jew. So that Medresh, so in other words, so then we have to say that the reason as to why, according to that Mandoma in Medrash, that he was Mivakesh, he said, okay, so then he was a Rediv. So why do we have to resort to a special aloche of Akum Shehiko as Yisroel Chayim Nise, Akum Shehor as Yisroel Rediv? A Yisroel who is Rediv after someone, so he's also the aloche of Matzil Meisi Binafshi Shal Rediv. Here there is a special aloche. So what is the special aloche? But it seems, and this is the shita of the Rama. Ordinarily, by Rediv, the aloche is that if someone is Rediv HaChaver LeHirdim, and there is no other way of saving the Nirdim except by killing the Rediv, then we are allowed to kill the Rediv. But if it's Yochel Atzile Bechad Mivorov, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yenis Minshol, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says, Rediv HaChaver LeHirdim, Gohoyo, Yochel Atzilei Beachod Mivorov, Velo Yitzilei Beachod Mivorov, Velo Hogei, so it's Chayim Misa. So it's Ritzich. So that's the regular din of Reini. That there is only a heter to kill the Reini, if killing the Reini is the only way of saving the near death. But if there is a way of saving the near death without killing the Reini, so then there is no heter of killing the Reini. But there is a special aloha of Hakum Sheiko es Yisroel Chayim Mise, according to that Mandoma, who says that the Mitzri was Makei Yisei, Mevakesh Lohogei, that even though Mish Rabbeinu could have knocked him down unconscious, he could have injured him, and he could have saved the Jew without killing them, without killing the Mitzri. But he didn't do it. So we see that vis-a-vis a lady, Anakum, who is ready for Yisroel Lehergei, so then he is Chayiv Mise, and we can kill the Redev who is ready, the Akum the Redev, who is ready for Yisroel, even though it's Yochel Atzilei Bechad Mivorov. And this is the sheet of the Rama. So apparently the Rama, according to Rama's Girse, so Rab Chanina's Memre records with the Mandoma who says, that Bamehogei Begrefogei or Makrefishol Titnota. So then we see that it's not just a Chiyuv Misa B'Shamayim, but it's a Chiyuv Misa B'Odom. So the question arises, how can there be a Chiyuv Misa B'Odom? The answer is because he was a Rediv. So that's the special aloche, that if Nakum is a Rediv after Yisroel, so even though it's Yochel Atzilei Bechad Mivorov, he still can kill the Akon Reif. As a matter of fact, the Nitziv, I mean, not that it's important, I mean, this could be true without the Nitziv's Chiddush. The Nitziv is dying from the Roshon HaPosek. Superficially, it appears that there is a certain superfluity in the Posek. Vayi vayomi mohei, vayi dalmeishe, vayi itzelecho, vayar visibleisom, vayar ish mitzri, make ish ivri meach. So the Nitziv in the Hamidgobo raises the question, why does he have to say, vayar ish mitzri, make ish ivri meach? And the Torah could have said, vayar ish mitzri, make ivri meach. What's ish ivri meach? Naturally, an ivri is an ish. So he says, so the Nitziv says, if Moshe Rabbeinu had noticed that this mitzvah is smiting the Jew because he had a grudge against him, so then Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have killed the mitzvah. But Moshe Rabbeinu took notice of the fact that this mitzvah was smiting the Jew for no reason except for the fact that he was a Jew. Make, that's what the Nitziv says, that this is the Fittish only. Vayar ish mitzri make ish. He smites a human being, an ish. Why? For what chet? Not that he had a certain grudge against him because that ish hurt him, harmed him. No, idri. So that's the reason as to why Moshe Rabbeinu killed the mitzri. I mean, the Nitziv in Hamidovah says it, that this is the Pshutish Al-Niku. So in other words, since there is an extra halacha, because the regular din of Reidev is that there is no heter of killing a Reidev if it's Yochel Atzel Bechmiro. But there is a special halacha, according to one Mandomar in the Medrash, that Moshe Rabbeinu killed him Yodai, that if an Akut is Reidev after Israel, so then even if it's Yochel Atzel Bechmiro, he can kill him. He doesn't have to spare the life of the Reide. So that Xeres HaKosu, that if someone is a Reide, if an Akum is Reide after Israel, so he can kill the Reide, even if it's Yochel Atzila, even though he can be much save the life of the Nirdev by injuring the Reide, not by killing him. So that applies only to a case where the Akum is Reide after a Jew because he's a Jew. That's the special. So mainly that is the Girsay of the Yadam. Now, the third Kasha was that the Ram raises against the first Loshen. The first Loshen that the Ram mentions is that Akum Shehiko is Yisroel, Chayev Mise. Doesn't mean Dafke Akum Shehiko is Yisroel, even Akum Shehiko Akum. In Gesel Maisino, the Mali Chobal Begufei, Mali Chobal Bimomeni. So then, he has Sikashi, so he has Sikashi, if so, so why does the Braise have to tell us that there is a special halacha of Shvichus Domim? Shvichus Domim, yes, we have a sign on it. For every Akoyim there is a Chiyuv Mise. Even if an Akum is Make an Akum. So naturally, Shvichus Domim. Shvichus Domim is also Akoyim. From the fact that the Braise says that the Beneach is Chayv Mise Shvichus Domim. So we see that only when a Beneach kills a human being, but if he just injures a human being, if he just is Chayv a human being, then he is not Chayv Mise. It's a very strong Kash. Now, we can answer the kasha that the Ram asks against the first Loshen by considering the shita of the Rambam. Now, what is the shita of the Rambam? And by also answering the fourth kasha that the Ram raises against the Rambam. The Rambam says, Akum Shosek Beteiro, Yischayv Misalein Enerk. So the Chiyuv Nisei is only Chiyuv Nisei Lishamayim, but the Gemara says that the reason as to why Akum Shosi Bateo is Chiyuv Nisei is because either on the score of Gezel, if we say Merosho, so, or if we say Merosho, so on the score of Naram Merosho. And by Gezel and Naram Merosho, so Chiyuv Nisei Liyodo, not Chiyuv Nisei Lishamayim. Now, there is a Gemara in Chagiga, so we'll be able to answer the third Kashi and the fourth Kashi together. There is a Gemara in Chagiga that says, Omer Abame, Hamlami Tiro Lakum, B.S. It's not an essay of Divrei Torah, but of Divrei Kabbalah. Shelema Magi Dvor of Yaakov, Chukov Umishpot of Yisroel, Lo Yoso Chayim Lechol Goy Umishpotim Bal Yudot. But it's not a mamish love. It's a love of Divrei Kabbalah. That's a positive theory. So Tesis and Chagiga is the Kashi, why does Ravam have to resort to a special Nisa, a limit from a positive theory of Magid Vol of the Ark, Chuk of Mishpatim of Yisroel, Vyosachim of Chogoy, Umishpatim Bal Yidor, Akum Shosek Beteiro, Yishayim Misa. So Memele, it's also to teach an Akum Torah because of Lifneiva. So Tesis gives the Teretz, the Gemara in Abizora says, when is the Lifneiva? If it's Treiva, then Har. But if it's Hadiva, then Har. So then, there is no Lifneiva. In other words, if somebody is Meshit Kisyayim with Nozir, and the Nozir stands on one side of the river, and the Meshit stands on the other side of the river, so if this person didn't have him fetched the Kisyayim to the Nozir wouldn't be able to take it. But if they are both on the same side of the river, and he could have done the Avera anyway, so then there is no Lifneiva. So we have to resort to the posik of Mishpotim Bal Yidom, of Magid Mor Yaakov, in the case where there is another potential teacher for the Akum. So then there is no Lifneiva. But still it is Osea because of this essay of love with the Rikabon. That's what Jesus says. The Tori Eben and Chagiga. So he gives a very remarkable tenets. He says in the Gemore, in Sanhedrin Daphnutes, there is a machlikis between two mandomas. What is the reason as to why Akum Shosek Bateo is Chayim Mise? So one says, the reason as to why Akum Shosek Bateo is Chayim Mise is because Teotzilon Meisha Mirosho, and it means Mirosho, so it's Gezel. And one says, Altikro Mirosho al Mirosho, so it's Chayim Mise, it's Kibbo al Nara Mirosho. So he says, So he comes to the conclusion, he mentions Rayas that we have, that the halacha is like the mandoma, that Akum Shosek Bateo is Chayim Mise because of Gezel, not because of Naran Ros. So Mimele, we have to resort to the special posik of Magid Vov of Yaakov, who can what of Israel, because since he is Chayim Mise on the score of Gezel, when? Gezel from whom? Because Teiro Tzibur Anu Meishim Roshik Lus Yaakov. So in other words, that means that Klal Yisrael has title in the Torah. They have title in the Torah. So just as it is shayach to have a kinyan in material things, so Klal Yisrael means each and every Jew has a kinyan in the Torah. So Mimele, when an Akum is Eisik B'Teiro, so he gazels the Torah from the Jews, because it belongs to the Jews. As a matter of fact, from the Russian of the Miri in Sanhedrin, it's not explicit, but from the Russian of the Miri in Sanhedrin, it's mashma, that when do we say Akum Shosek Bateo is Chayiv Mise, only when the Akum furtively tries to learn Torah. In other words, he misrepresents his identity, and then he comes into the Bis Medresh, represents himself as a Jew, and then Jews teach him Torah. So in other words, so it's like the Torah Eben says. In other words, so according to Mandoma, that's Nafke Mini. According to Mandoma, that Akum Shosek Bateo is Chayiv Mise on the score of Naram Rosso. So Naram Rosso says Chayiv Mise, Bein Midaito, Bein Shaloi Midaito. So even if it's Midaitri is Chayimise, so even if a Jew Midaite teaches him Torah, that Akum is Chayimise. But according to Mandoma, that Akum Shasmatil Chayimise is on the score of Gezel. Gezel is only Shayach Balkoche of the owner. Who is the owner? Who has title in the Torah? Jews have title in the Torah. Each individual Jew has title in the Torah. So Mimele, when is an Akum? Chayiv Mise, if Shaloi Midas of the Yisrael, he learns Torah. As it's mashma from the Lashon of the Miri. In other words, furtively, he elicits certain aloches from the Jew, so then he's a gazlem under the Torah. But if the Jew, with his consent, teaches Torah to the Akum, so then the Akum is not a gazlem. Because when someone takes another schifetz, midaiti of the owner, there is no gezel. So what is true of material dimensions, that Tureyevin says, is true of Torah too. So in Mele, we have to resort, so if there hadn't been a posik of Magid Mor, Yaakov, Kuk of Mishpot of Israel, Bosa Chayim, Chol Poim, Mishpot of Yidoyim, then it would be muter for a Jew to teach Torah to Nakum. Because since he teaches him, so that means he gives him the Torah. Midaite. So it's like, so there is no gezel. But there is a special iser incumbent upon the Jew, not upon the Akum. The Akum is not evil in such a case. The Akum is only evil in Chayiv Mise if he does it. Shaloi midas Yisrael. But if he learns Torah and he gathers knowledge of Torah, Midas a Yisrael, so then the Akum is not Chayim Mise, but the Yisrael is Eiver, and Esem Yidim Kabole, Lav Yidim Kabole, of Mishpotim Bal Yidom. This is what the Torah says. And then, so Mimele, that's why Ravame mentions that Posi, because the Halochi is like the Mandoma, that the Chiyuv of Akum Shosef Beteiro is based upon Gezd, not upon Aram Rasa, but I just want Agavruche to explain in line this as a supplement to what the Tureyevin says. Because actually, the Gemara, Bishleim the Gemara of Gezel, we can understand. In other words, there is a Nisa Gezel and Torah too. Not Afka material things. There is a Nisa Gezel and Torah too. But what does it mean? According to Oman Doma, if an Akum is Isik Beteiro, he's Chayiv Mise Mishim Naramos. What does it mean? Naramos, what Shaykhas is there to Naramos? Or right, we say, Al Tikhom Rosh Al Moros. So because of that, it's an Isa of Arayas. Naramos is an Isa of Arayas. What's the Shaykhas? On the surface, it's so strange. Can't even understand it. But with this, Tureyevin, even though the Tureyevin doesn't discuss that point, but with the Tureyevin we can discuss, we can understand. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Omar Rabbi Elezer, Omar Rabbi Chanina, B'neyach sheyichet shifcho le'avdei. This Gemara is mentioned in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin and also in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Ches. The same Gemara, same member. Omer Rabbi Elezer, Omer Rabbi Chanina, B'neyach sheyichet shifcho le'avdei, ubo leo nerat oleo. If a B'neyach sets aside a certain shifre to his evet, and then another person is mizane with that shifre that was set aside to the evet, so ubo leo is nerat oleo. Nerat oleo. So, meimas, what does it mean, he set aside? Suppose he just decided that this shifre should get married to this eved. So, she doesn't become the wife of that eved as yet. So, meimas, omar av nachme medikorolet bise di plant. In other words, if everybody knows that this shifre, that's the wife, the spouse of this eved, so the Mele, she is considered as the wife of this Eved, because, and the Mele, and not the Neach is Mizane, his Chayvis. So the Rambam says that he's Chayv Mise because of the Yisea of Ishishish. Because by the Neach there is also Ishes, Siki and Ishes. So, like this, if a Beneach marries a woman, so it depends upon Bula's Baal. But where the marriage takes place by the Ovin giving a wife to the Eved, so then she becomes his wife when he sets her aside, his Niyachet, the Shifra to the Eved, and then if everybody becomes known that she is the spouse of this Eved, then she becomes an Ishish. And the Chiyuv Mi, if another Beneach is Mizana with her, so is Chayav Mise on the score of Ishish. Rashi, however, says no. Rashi says, Ne'era Goleo Mishum Gezer. So from this Rashi, we can deduce a aloha, a big Kiddush. In other words, that when a Beneach is Mizana with Ishishish, so it's not only either the Yisra of Ishishish. He is either an Yisra of Gezel also. In the Yisra of Gezel, that is Nemru in the Neach, so we see that Akum Shosek Bateiro is Chayim Yisra Mishim Gezel. So the Gezel is not limited only to Gezel of Mami. It includes other Gzeles also. So Mele, if he's Mizane with an Ishishish, since the Baal has a king and Ishes in her, so anyone who is Mizani with her, so he's Eimer and Isa Gezel also, two Isur in the Beneach is Eimer. Because when Ebeneach is Mizani with the Nishishish, so it's Ligora, then Ebeneach who is Mizani with the Shifre that was Nishit. So that means that every time that the Neach is Mizan and Ishishish, so that too is so. First of all, there is the Yisrael Ishishish, and then there is also, since the husband has a key and Ishes, so if one is Mizan, in Divin Neach, it involves an Isa Gezel. So that's the Pshat. Of course, it's no Mandoma says that it's an Issa of Ishishish, if an Akum is Esimatera. I mean, that's inconceivable. How is the Chayach to say that if an Akum is Esimatera, is even an Issa of Ishishish, Shabon Aramos? What's the Chayach? According to everybody, the Issa is an Issa of Gezel. But there are two kinds in the Issa Gezel of Neach. There are two types of Gezel. There is Gezel of Mamei, and there is a Gezel like Bon Aramos. So when Beneach is born Abu Rosh, he's also Iver Nisa Gezel. What's the Nachkemine? What's the essential feature or contrast between the Gezel of Gezel Mome and the Gezel of born Abu Rosh? The Nachkemine is this. In regard to the Gezel of Gezel Mome, when is there an Nisa Gezel if it's Baal Kolche of the owner? But as far as the Gezel of Baal Ishishish is concerned, so even if it's with the consent of the husband, suppose the husband gives his consent, he's an immoral person, and he gives his consent to the Adav Neach, that the Adav Neach should be Mizane with his wife. So then, the Neach who is Mizane with Ishishish will still be Iver Nisa Gezel. So the machlek is between the two mandomas, as to whether Akum Shosek Beteiro Chayiv Mise is based upon the Issa Gezel or upon Aram Roso. They both agree that the Chiyuv Mise is based upon the Issa Gezel. But we see that in the Gezel of Neach there are two kinds of Gezel. There is a Gezel of Momei, and the Gezel of Momei is grounded in the fact that it was done against the will of the owner. And then there is a Gezel of Ishes, if a Beneach is Baal Ishishish, so that also involves an Issa of Gezel. And that Issa Gezel, he is Eiver, even if it's with the consent of the Baal. So the question is, the Issa Gezel of gazling the Torah from the Jews. So according to Mom and Omar, it's based upon Gezel of Momei. Merosho means Merosho. So in Momei, The halacha is, it's not shayach to be a gezel unless somebody takes away the owner's money against the will of the owner. But if the owner gives his consent, so then he's makne to him. So then it's no aveir, it's not gezel. But the gezel of arayis, the gezel of ishishish, the gezel of ishes, even with the consent of the Baal, so nakamina would be, as the Torah says, according to the Mandoma, that it's Murosho, Mishim Gezel, so he's only Chayav Mise, he is, as the Nir implies, if they are comfortably elicits Torah knowledge from the Jew by misrepresenting facts. And so, but if the Jew voluntarily offers Torah knowledge to the Akum, then the Akum is not evil anything. But the Jew is evil and is a reason of which what if I'll be done. But according to Mandoma, that Al Tikro Merosha Al Merosov, so it's again an Isa Gezel, but then it's analogous to the Gezel of Ishes, not to the Gezel. What's the essential feature of the Gezel of Ishes? That even if it is with the consent of the Baal, he is still a Gazlan, he is still even Isa Gezel. Now, I mentioned before that Rashi explains the Gemara. So he's Neregoleo on the score of Gezel. The Rambam says he's Neregoleo on the score of Ishishish, not on the score of Gezel. So we don't have to say that the Rambam is really can Rashi completely, and the Rambam holds that the Gezel of Nineyach is only limited to Gezel of Mummy. But it cannot apply to this Gezel of Ishes. We see that the Gezel of Nineyach applies even to Torah. So it's not limited only to money. So if it can apply to Torah, why couldn't it apply to a Gezel of Ishes too? But for the same reason that the Rambam says, now we are coming to the Kashi that the Ran raises against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that Akum Shosek Ketero, Chayim Lise, means Mise de Shemayim in Nerak, but the Gemara bases it either upon Gezel or upon Aram Rosso, and for Gezel or Aram Rosso, there is a Chiyum Mise de Yodom is Nerak to. The answer is, I just want to mention this, not the Gemara, in Sanhedrin. Now, Dina Nefoshes requires Chogim, Sanhedrin. How about Malkes? So the Rabbonim of Rabbi Shmuel say, Malkes requires only Gimus Muchim. Not Chogim. Rabbi Shmuel says that Malkes is mamish like Nefoshes, and it requires Chogim, not Gimus Muchim, but Sanhedrin. Malkes requires, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Esrim Shleish. So the Gemara in Sanhedrin daf Yud says as follows. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omu, Bi Esrim Shleish, my time with Rabbi Shmuel, Omar Abaye Asi Rosh, Michayo Benisis, Ksi Voche Goyo, Binakis Rosh, וכסיב עושה מה שהוא ראש הלומוס מה להלום ב-20 משלישו אף כאן ב-20 משלישו תצבי רוב אומה מונקס במוקים מיסי מדס so since מיסי נפושס ממש requires Sanhedrin חוב גימו so מונקס also requires חוב גימו so Rashi says מונקס במוקים מיסי מדס דיחים ביובה על הזור הסבירי רוב הוא לומוס. If somebody violates the Tzivu Hashem, so he deserves to get missed. Umisezu konasol vakos. Vareu ke achasa misses. So actually, in other words, the Rabbi Shmuel holds that we don't have arba misses best, we have chomish misses best. And Malkes is also a form of misses. We have to understand it, but this is how Rashi explained. Vareyu ke achas amisis. In the Ashkofer, I'll try to explain. Vichy heiche diskiwe bifnei atzmo. Usreivo bifnei atzmo. Viherik bifnei atzmo. Have a name malkes ke achas amisis. That's Rashi's pshamas. That's Rashi. So then, I want to proceed with the Gemara. So, Rove says that the reason is why Rabbi Shmuel requires Sanhedrin for malkes is because malkes mokimisimetz. And according to Rashi, it means Malkes is a fifth missing. instead of Arba Mises Bezden, the contrary Shmuel, we have Chomish Mises Bezden. And one of the Mises Bezden is Malkus. But he doesn't get killed, he only gets Malkus. But that's one of the Mises Bezden. So then the Gemara has the Kashi, Omer Ravache, Brede, Bovel, Ravache, Lihoche, Under the Lomeli. The Aloche is that before Bezden meets out Malkus to someone, so Bezden makes an appraisal as to whether he can receive 39 Malkus. Maybe he's too weak to receive, maybe might Chas V'Sholem endanger his life. So Bezden, in other words, experts have to determine, without a shadow of a doubt, that this person will not Chas V'Sholem die as a result of the Malkus. And if, let's say, the Undene determines that as a result of the Malkus, he might die, so then we don't give him Malkus. Suppose the Undene determines that he can get only 18 Malkus, not 39. So then we give him 18 Malkus. So we give him 18 Malkus. So the Mores Rabbi Rove says to Rabashe, according to Rabbi Shmuel, Bishleim, if we say that Malkus is not the Mokim, we say, then you understand? But according to Rabbi Shmuel, as Rabbi explains, that Malkus is Mokim, we say, Medes, so why do we have to be Amen? Limchaya, let us give him Malkus. And if he dies, he dies. Strange cash. Limchaya, Vimoy is Lamus. Omalei, so Rabashi said, Omakro v'nikle ochicho le'inecho, ki mochi is agave dechaye mochis. There is a special desakosa v'nikle ochicho le'inecho. That means that all the malkes have to be inflicted upon a living person. If we wouldn't make a mundane, so it's possible that after the fifth malke, he'll die. So then, all the 34 malkes will be inflicted upon that person. And there is a desakosa v'nikle ochicho le'inecho. Only upon a living person. So then the Gemara is Elo. So the Gemara asked another question. Elo Hodi Tani. Omdu Kabil Esrin. E Maki Neise. Elo Maki So Weasley Stalish. Vichamahim Tab Nesore. So the Lohi is supposed, the experts determine that he can only take a maximum of 20 Malkus. In other words, if he'll get 21 Malkus, then he will die. So then the halacha is, so we don't give him 20. Because it has to be Makis of Wesley Stalish, because when Bezden emitted out the Malkus in three different places on the group of the person, the Malkus were meted out. So Mele, it has to be divided by three. So 20 cannot be divided by three. So if the maximum number of Malkus that he can take is 20, so he gets 18. So he gets 6 on one part of the group, and 6 on another part of the group, and 6 on another part of the group. So the Gemara is, Elohodi Tanya, Omdu Likabu El Esri, Eimakinis Lamakis Ovis Nishtalish, Vichamahim Nim Tam Nesove, Limechi Esri Michode. If Malkus doesn't miss him, it is, so if the Undene, the diagnosis, determines that he can only take 20, so then, let us give him 21. So what will happen? He'll die, so he'll die. So the Gemara says, Omalei, Omakro, V'nikle ochicho le'inecho, Acha shaloko ochicho, Be'ine. Be like, it's not only that we cannot give Malkus on a dead person. The Malkus, after all the Malkus are given, he has to be alive. So maybe we cannot give him 21, because if we'll give him 21, then we'll die. So it's right. Now, take that. So Rashi explains the Gemara of Malkus, and what can we say about this? Because even the Ovar Lazoras Beirei, Rogu Lomus, Umise Zukor Asadakos, the Arei Kachas Amises, Teitzu says as follows, Yesh Malkus Tachas Mise Meres, Yesh Miforshim, Mishum Dibnei Achazoroson Zui Misosom. V'nitenes l'Yisroel Malkus al Azorosei tachas mise d'minech. Not a pshat. Because by Bnei Adalochi is Azorosei zu misoson. So Mimele, actually that should apply to Yisroel too. So, but by Yisroel, instead of mise for every violation of every Azore, we have Malkus. So inasmuch as the Malchus by Israel is the counterpart of Mise by Menayach. So the male Malchus was Mise. The English Lema, Mishim Bizimni Mesi Malde Malchus, Kiditnan Beiru in Agin, Umeze Tarasio de Potter. Because of the Shnea Purushim Alolo, the Mai Pori Chiochim Munden Alomoli, Upeu Shakun Trasik. So Tesis mentions two other Pshotim, and then Tesis comes to the conclusion that the real Pshat is Rashi. Now, it appears on the surface, the whole Gemara appears to be very strange. The Gemara says, now if according to Rabbi Shmuel, the whole Gemara can miss him, why do we have to be aimed? Why do we have to be aimed? So let us give him out case, and if he dies, he dies. What kind of a shine is it? First of all, there is a halacha of Pikach Nefesh, Yidichai Kolat Yerikot. So if the person who is Chayim Malchus cannot take Malchus, if he will die as a result of Malchus, so Pikach Nefesh should be there in the mitzvah of giving Malchus, and then why do we have to resort to the halacha of Pikach Nefesh, Yidichai Kolat Yerikot? He's only Chayim Malchus, he's not Chayim Mise. So Mimele, if we kill him, so we are even going to mitzvah. I mean, if somebody, suppose someone is chayev Makas Marus. So, and if we know that as a result of the Makas Marus, if we just touch the person, he'll die. So, is Bezdin allowed to give Makas Marus? It'll be awesome if they give him Makas Marus. Because Bezdin has a head to give him Makas Marus, not to kill him. So what kind of a kasha this Gemara is? If Malchus Mokin Misim it is, so why do we have to be aimed? Let us give him the Malchus. And if he dies, he dies. Who is concerned? What kind of a kasha is it? So best will be Rotzrim. If he'll die. And then Pikach Nefesh is Nechek Vater Ekule. So we see from this Gemara that according to Rabbi Shmuel, that Malchus Mokin Misim it is, so it implies that when a person is chayev malchus, so in other words, he's chayev a certain einish. What is that einish? 39 malchus. But that means that if the 39 malchus involve killing the person, so he's chayev the mise that has to result from the 39 malchus too. According to Mandor, according to the Rabbanu from Ishmael, that the Malchus is not a Chas Mise Meres, so when the person is Chayim Malchus, he is only Chayim Malchus, he is not Chayim Mise. But if, according to Rabbi Ishmael, that Malchus is Mokim Ta Chas Mise Meres, so that means he is Chayim Detenish, and no matter what this Malchus might involve, even if this Malchus entails killing the person, so he is Chayim that kind of Mise to Malchus. So just as there is a Mise that is certain individuals, a chayev, miset for skile, miset for sreibim, miset for herek, miset for chenek. So there is another miset. A person is chayev to get malchus. And if the malchus entails miset, so he is chayev the miset for that malchus. So mainly, we cannot say, Pikach Nefesh Derek Vater Ekule, just as we couldn't say, whenever somebody is Chayev Mise, that person shouldn't meet out Mise, Pikach Nefesh Derek, that's the mitzvah Torah, that's the mitzvah Torah, that we have to meet out Mise. So meet out Mise. And we cannot say it's an Isar Tziche, because if the Malchus entails Mise, so he's Chayev that Mise. So just as we cannot say, Bez Narotzrim, when they execute a person, is Chayev Mise. So, we cannot say Bez Narotzrim if they give Malchus, and as a result of that Malchus he dies. Because Malchus has Mise Meres, so if the Malchus entails Mise, he is Chayim Mise to that Malchus. Whatever Malchus entails. So, now, what I just mentioned that Gemara, in because of Tesis' first shot, that Malchus has Mise Meres is because Mishim Neneach HaZorosan Zuhim Yisosan. When it tennis in Yisroel Malchus, Allah Zarosei, Tachas Mise Neneach. What does it mean? What's the shayches between the Mise of Neneach and the Malchus of Israel? But there is an analogy between the Mise of Neneach and the Malchus in Israel. As far as Mise by Israel is concerned, so there is no such halacha that the violation of Ilav makes one chayev mise, because there are so many averes, and if a person does it, he's not chayev mise. There are certain avails for which there is Nisa. So, like the Shabbos, certain Arayesh, the Chuzdomim, the Nefesh and Chore. So we cannot say that the Mechayim of Nisa, in general, is the violation of love. Because there are so many love, most love, one does not become Chayim Nisa. Masha'im came, we got me the Mechayim of Malkis. Now we say that if somebody needs Chazer, it's Chayim Malkis. If somebody needs Nivele, it's Chayim Malkis. If somebody eats Kosa B'cholot, it's Chayim Malkis. If somebody puts on Klayim, Shatnes, it's Chayim Malkis. If somebody does Meloche, and Yom Tev, it's Chayim Malkis. So what? So, they only cannot say, as we say, Liga B'chil Shabbos. By Chil Shabbos, so if somebody is Mechal Shabbos, it's Chayim Lise. So the Aver of Chil Shabbos is Chayim Lise, is Mechal Lise. Masha'im came, if somebody eats Chazer, or eats Nivele, so, or he puts on Shatnes, it's Chayim Malkis. So it's not that in one case it's the Aveir of Shatnes, in another case it's the Aveir of Mechalov, in the third case it's the Aveir of Melochei Yom Tev, in the fourth case it's the Aveir of Itin Chilev, and so on. No, it's one Mechayim. The Aloha is that if somebody is Aveir Elav, that is Dunya Elav Dechsimei, who is Chayim Malkis? So the same Mechayim that is Mechayim, the person who eats Mosav Cholom Malkis, is Mechayim, the person who does Melochei Yom Tov. It's not different Mechayim. By the Neach, so what is true? In connection with Malkis by Yisrael, is true in connection with the Neach by Misa. By Yisrael in connection with Misa, so it's not like that. By Yisrael, so the Mechayim of each Misa is a specific Mechayim. If somebody is Mechal Shabbos, so the Mechayim of Mise is the Aveir of Chil Shabbos. If someone is a Mechal Mizove, so the Mechayim of the Mise is the Aveir of Amizov. If someone is kills a human being, so the Mechayim of the Mise is the Aveir of Shechazomim, of Ritzich. Masha'im Kein, Gabi Malkes, so it's not the Aveir of eating Chazer. Eating Chazer involves a violation of the love that is doing without the sin. Doing Melochei Yom Tov involves a love, a violation of a love that is doing love of sin. Eating Chilev involves a violation of a love that is doing love of sin. So it's the same Chayim. And vis-a-vis, Misa by Meneach is the same thing. A Meneach is Chayim Misa La Gezel, and a Meneach is Chayim Misa for Avrizohen. And is Chayim Misa for certain Arayas. So it's not that for Avri Zored, so the peculiar nature of the Aveira of Avri Zored is Mechayim Nisei. By Meneach there is Aloche, Azoroson Zui Misosti. So in other words, because when he's Eved Avri Zored, he violates the Azore of Meneach. When he gazels, he violates the Azore of Meneach. So that is Mechayim Nisei. So there is no specific Mechayim. There is a general Mechayim. This is the Pshat Lutezvez. Yesh Miforshim Mishim Meneach, Azorosan was a misoson, Vinitelis Lisroel Malkis, al Azorosi Tachas Misa Meneach. Now, in regard to Malkis by Israel, so we have a number of Rabbi. So what is a Mechayim of Malkis in Israel? There is no specific Mechayim, there is always a general Mechayim. It's not the love of Lisechu Kol Nevelo that is per se Mechayim Malkis. Loiseichu Kol Nevelo is a love like any other love that is to be loved Yechsime. It's not of the love of Kol Moloche Loyesebo Hayonte that is per se in itself is Mechayim Malkis. The love of Kol Moloche Loyesebo is a love like any other love. So, by the Neach in connection with Nise, it's the same thing. But in regard to Malkis, so we have where the Mechayim is a general Mechayim, we sometimes have a love that includes two Yisur. And Malkis there is only for one Yisur. And the other Yisur, even though it's included in that love, but Malkis is not Chayim. For example, there is a love of Nisash Pisa Seitz. So if somebody chops down and eats Macho, Derech HaShvose, his Chayim Malkis is even a love of Nisash Pisa Seitz. And his Chayim Malkis. But, so the Rambam says in Sefer HaMitzvos, that not only is one even allowed to be sashkes as eitzo if he chops down and eats machol, but if somebody is kerei avgodim v'chamosei, he just wastes money, just like that. without any purpose. He just tears a beged, carry a beged, without any purpose. So he's also even allowed. So he says, but Malchus, the Rambam says, Sifra Mitzvahs is not chayev, only if he chops down and eats macho. Because the Yikalav of the Sashna Seseitzo has reference to eats macho. But Chazal deduced from that love other Ashkoses also. Well, there are many other examples. Now, the Gemara says, Makes, if somebody eats the Biodayim Misoris with dirty hands or in a dirty dish, he's either a lava bottle shakti. Well, the rice is not as much. But Malchus is not high. Why? Because the Ikalav of Bati Shaktu has reference to Shkotzim Ramosi. But other Shikutzim are Nichol that he said. So we have that cloud that when someone is high of Malchus because he was either alive, so he's only high of Malchus if he was either that he said. That the Iker Azore of the lav has reference to that Isra. But if something is included in the lav, but the Iker Azore, the Iker lav, does not have reference to that Isra, then it's called lav shebecholes, and it doesn't get Malchus. So what is true of Malchus is true vis-a-vis Bnei Neyach of Misi. But because we had the counterpart, Malchus by Israel and Misa by Neach. The analogy is the just as Misa by Neach, so we don't have a specific Mechayev. There is no specific Mechayev of Avrizor. And Neach, who is even Avrizor, is Hayev Misa because as a Rosh Hashanah is also. In the same way as the Israel who eats most of the whole of his Hayev Malchus. It's a general Mechayev. So Neach is a general Mechayev, the Misa, as a Rosh Hashanah is also. But just as in the Malchus of Israel, there is only Malchus, the general Mechayev. He's only Mechayev Malchus and the Iker Yisrael of the love of the Azore. Not on something that is Nichlal, not Iker Yisrael, so the Neach do it. So this is the Pshat. Akum Shosek Beteo is Chayev Misi. Still, the Rambam says that he's not there. Why? Because there is Aloche, Al Zayim Mitzvah the Neach there. A Neach cannot get Nisa Beliodom on anything other than the Zayin Mitzvahs. But the question is, but this is not something other than the Zayin Mitzvahs, it is included in the Zayin Mitzvahs, because it's Chayev Mise and the score of Gezel. So the answer is just as in the love of Lisash Mise Seitzel. So we have a Mise of chopping down Mitzvah, and we have a Mise against destroying Momen Der Hashkose, but Malchus, you are on the Chayev, if we chop down, and it's Mach. Why? Because the Ikar Yisrael of the love, the Ikar love, has reference to the Yisrael of chopping down its Mach. And the other one, the other Yisrael is only included, is Nichlal in the Azore. It's not the Ikar Azore. So vis-a-vis Yisrael Neach, we have the same cloud. Azoroson Zun Misoson. But which Azores? The Ikar Azore. The Ikar love. We don't call it love. By the way, love is holding down in Israel. But as a Rosa, the Iker Azore of Gezel by the Neach has reference to Gezel of Momen and Gezel Nefoshes. Not to Gezel of spiritual dimensions. Gezel of Torah, this is a different kind of Gezel. It's a different dimension. A spiritual Gezel. That is also Nichlal in the Azore of Gezel. Just as other Hashkoses. Hashkoses other than chopping down and it's macho is nichlal in the love of Sashka Seitzo, just as other shikutim, other than eating insects, is nichlal in the love of Altishaktu. So here too, in the Azote of Gezel is nichlal, Gezel of spiritual things too. And according to the Rambam, so the Rambam will be related to Rashi, that when a Bneach is Mizane with the Shishish, so besides the Yisrael of Yishishish of Arayis, he is also even the Yisrael of Gezel. But where is according to Rashi? So the Gezel of Vishes is included in the Iker Azore of Gezel, just like the Gezel of Mom and Gezel of Nefoshes. According to the Rambam, the Iker Azore of Gezel has reference to Gezel of Mom and Nefoshes. But Gezel of Ishes is like the Gezel of Tov. That is included. Mimele, Mise Briodom is Niki. There is no Mise Briodom. That's why he is not there. So Mimele we can understand, so we can answer all the kashas. What was the last kasha that we mentioned? He asked, now, first of all, the third kasha. Before we answered the first two kashas. Now, the third kasha was the kasha raised by the Ram against the first losh that the Ram mentions. The Rishonim was saying that Akum Shechomu Yisrael Chayim Nise Lav Davke Akum Shechomu Yisrael. But even Akum Shechomu Vakum. And the Gemara of Hanina mentions Yisrael because we learn it out from Meshe Rabbeinu that he killed the Mitzri and there it was Akum Shechomu Yisrael. But not that it makes a difference. So the kasha here is Monefshech. And what is the Chiyuv Nise? The Chiyuv Nise is because of Gezel. Because Malichoval b'momeinim, Malichoval b'gufim. So the Ram's kasha against this Rishonim is, so why does the Braisa have to mention a special aloha of Chiyuv Nise for Shlichus Domim? And the Kohen does a Chiyuv Nise. The answer is, the first Moshe in the Ram agree with the Rambam that Akum Shechoval b'Yisrael Chayim Nise is only Chiyuv Nise l'Shamayim. Nerak is not. Why is it in Nerak? Because there is a loche that Ibn Neach is chayev mise b'yodom is Nerak only on the Zay Mitzvahs. And even on the Zay Mitzvahs, only on the Iker Azor on the Zay Mitzvahs. Not on Yisurim that are Nichla. So Mimele, according to the first Roshni in Ram, the Iker Azor of Gezel has reference to Gezel Mom and Gezel Nefashis. If a Benayah kidnaps a person, so he guzzles a nefesh, so then his chayim is a dike azore, has reference to Gezel Mom and Gezel Nefashis. And then the Gezel of Chvole, which is a different kind of Gezel, it's not really Gezel, it's violence. It partakes of the aspect of violence that is common to Gezel Mom and to Chvole Zaguf. But it's not really Gezel. So according to the first Moshe Daran, the Iker Azore of Gezel by Ben Neach has reference to Gezel Mom and Gezel Nefashis, not to HaKoes Aguf. But HaKoes Aguf is Nichlal. It's Nichlal, so but the Iker Azore does not have reference to it. So there is no Mise, just as there is no Mise. Just as there is no Malkis by Israel if somebody is just Kereya Begge Bechamos. Now, what is the fourth kashi? The fourth kashi was because the Ram's kashi against the Rambam. How can the Rambam say that Akum Shosa Beteo is Chayim Nisi? So it only means Nisi Nishamayim, but in Erach, but Gemara says he's Chayim Nisi either because of Gezel or because of Naram Roso. The answer is, first of all, even if it's based upon Naram Roso, it also means Gezel. It's not Chayach to say Naram Roso. But we pass like the Mandoma that it's Gezel, it's analogous to the Gezel of Momin. In other words, when is the kind of Gezel that one is evil only if he does it without the consent of the Israel, as the Torah says. But the Iker Azor of Gezel does not have reference to spiritual things like Tov. The Iker Azor of Gezel has reference to material dimensions, Momin, Nefoshes, not to spiritual things. But Gezel of spiritual things, Gezel of Torah, because of Teva Tzivu Lomeishim Rosh Hakiles Yaakov, is Nichlal in the Tisa. But the Iker Azore of Gezel does not have reference to this kind of Gezel. So Memele, there is no Nisa. Okay. This is the end of the hour. Seder of Shmos, at the very beginning of the Seder of Shmos, the Torah gives us a detailed account of the behavior pattern of Moshe Rabbeinu as he became grown up. Vayhi bayom moed, vayigdal Moshe, vayetzel lecho, vayar v'sibreson, vayar v'shvetzli makin shivunel. And the Torah tells us the righteous indignation that overtook Moshe Rabbeinu when he beheld an Egyptian aggressor smiting the Hebrew. And as Nitziv says, the Egyptian aggressor was smiting the Hebrew not because the Hebrew did him harm, real or imaginary. If Moshe Rabbeinu had observed that an Egyptian aggressor is smiting the Hebrew because the Hebrew did him harm, then Moshe Rabbeinu would not have acted so stringently against the Egyptian aggressor. But the Egyptian aggressor was smiting the Hebrew for no chet of the Hebrew, except the fact that he was an Hebrew. And then, and this is also pointed out by the Nitziv, Moshe Rabbeinu's righteous indignation was aroused especially by the fact that he saw not a simple Egyptian, a common Egyptian, who was smiting him. If Moshe Rabbeinu had beheld a simple, ignorant, illiterate Egyptian smiting him, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have resorted to this stringent remedy. After all, Chazal tells us that before Moshe Rabbeinu killed him, and according to Rashi and the Chizkis Rambam, that the Shita of the Rabbon in Medresh, he killed him for the Shem Amfiresh, but even though he didn't kill him Yadayim, but for the Shem Amfiresh, he still took notice of the fact that there is no descendant that is kosher, destined to be born. And that's the reason as to why Moshe Rabbeinu meted out this drastic measure against the Egyptian aggressor. So if Moshe Rabbeinu had beheld that a common, illiterate, ignorant Egyptian is smiting Hebrew, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu wouldn't have applied this drastic measure of killing the Egyptian. But Vayar Ish Mitzri, why? We see an apparent superfluity in this expression too. Vayar Ish Mitzri. Why? There is no superfluous letter in the Torah. Why does the Torah have to tell us Vayar Ish Mitzri? Maki Ish Yivrimecho. Alright, Ish Yivri. So the Nitziv explains. Because Maki Ish. Why? Because it's Nitziv. But why does the Torah have to say Vayar Ish Mitzri? The Torah could have said Vayar Mitzri Maki Ish Yivrimecho. The answer is Moshe Rabbeinu saw that the aggressor was not an illiterate, ignorant person, but an aristocrat. Ish has the connotation of superior status. It wasn't an illiterate, ignoramus who was smiting a Jew. It was an aristocrat, a nobleman, an advisor of Pharaoh. He was smiting a Jew. Why? Because he was an evil. Yeah. So then Moshe Rabbeinu decided that a drastic measure has to be meted out against this Egyptian aggressor. Then the second day, Moshe Rabbeinu again was overtaken by righteous indignation. This time Moshe Rabbeinu beheld two Jews, two Hebrews, fighting with each other. Here he did not mete out a drastic remedy. Here he applied the midah of chesed. He was aroused by righteous indignation, but Moshe Rabbeinu only reprimanded verbally the aggressor. Then, so in the first situation, Moshe Rabbeinu showed righteous indignation in the case of a non-Jew smiting a Jew. Then in the second situation, in the second episode, Moshe Rabbeinu showed righteous indignation in the episode of one Jew smiting another Jew. So, how did this righteous indignation in respect to a Jew smiting another Jew manifest itself? In the form of verbal admonition. Then the Torah tells us of a third episode that happened to Moshe. And again, Moshe's righteous sense of righteous indignation was aroused. He had to escape from Mitzrayim for his life. And there, as he arrived in Midian, he beheld the shepherds, the Midianite shepherds, abusing the daughters of Israel. Who were the daughters of Israel? Who was Israel? Israel was a pagan. Then ultimately, he became a Makeres Beirei. But before he became a Makeres Beirei, he worshipped all the Abnezor Shebeirom, our sages tell us. So in the third episode, Moshe's sense of righteous indignation was aroused because of an injustice done by one non-Jew, the shepherds, Midianite shepherds, against other non-Jews, non-Jewesses, the daughters of Israel. Why does the Torah tell us all that? Because the Torah wants to tell us, to teach us a lesson, that the concept of tzedek, of mishpat, of justice and righteousness has to be practiced in all situations. Righteousness and justice have to be carried out in respect to the relationship between a non-Jew and a Jew, and righteousness and justice have to be carried out in connection with the relationship between a Jew and a Jew, and every Jew has to carry out justice and righteousness in respect to the relationship between one non-Jew and another non-Jew. But there is one difference. In connection with the relationship between one Jew and another Jew, Moshe Rabbeinu carried out, administered justice that was coupled with rachmones, with chesed, with generosity. He didn't hurt anybody. He saw two Jews and they are showing. So the Midrash says, two wicked Jews. But in connection with the relationship between one Jew and another Jew, the justice that is to be administered has to be coupled with chesed, with generosity, with tzedek and tzedakah. In connection with the justice that is to be administered in the relationship between one non-Jew and another non-Jew, again, what's the nature, what's the essence of the justice that Moshe administered in connection with the rain? Did he hit the rain? Did he smite them to teach them a lesson? No. Chas v'shalem. He just helped the daughters of Israel. Because as Rabbi Bechaye in his Sefer Kalakemach, not in his Pirush on the Torah, he says, why does the Torah repeat tzedek, tzedek, tirdeif? To emphasize that the principle of tzedek is to be administered in respect to Jews and in respect to Yerichah. Now the question arises, so why Monefshech? If the concept of tzedek is to be administered in respect to Jews and non-Jews alike, Rabbi Nebuchadnezzar says, tzedek, tzedek, tirdei, chad l'Yisroel v'chad l'Akum. So how is it that in the first episode, Moshe Rabbeinu administered a different kind of justice than in the two other episodes? In the second episode and in the third episode, the justice that was administered by Moshe Rabbeinu was a justice that was coupled with righteousness and with generosity, with chesed and compassion. He didn't hit anybody. But in the first episode, he administered the drastic form of justice. Midas hadin hakosher, as the Zeya calls it. Why? But should we say that when in the relationship between a Jew and a non-Jew, so no compassion is to be applied? That would be inconsistent with the concept expressed by Rabbi Lechaye in the Sefer Kadakemach, that tzedek tzedek tirdov implies the tzedek. And tzedek has the connotation not of strict justice. Tzedek means justice that takes into account all the hardships of the individual and of the community. So tzedek is to be administered not only toward Jews, but towards Akum also. But the answer is, as the Netziv points out, if the Yish Mitzri had been smiting the Hebrew because of the first grudge that the Mitzri had against the Jew, then Moshe Rabbeinu would have administered the same kind of justice that he administered in the second episode, in the third episode, a justice that is coupled with tzedek, with righteousness, with chesed, with tzedakah, with compassion and consideration. But this Mitzri was smiting a Hebrew. Why? Because he went! In respect to this kind of riches, there cannot be any rachmanis. Because if a boy smites a Jew because the Jew defrauded him, the fool did him harm, so then it is general riches. But if a goy smites a Jew because he is a Jew, then it's not ordinary riches. Then it's the riches of Amalekius. And vis-a-vis Amalekius, so there cannot be any compassion. Vis-a-vis Amalekius, if somebody shows compassion, he's an Amzo. That was the blunder of Shaul HaMelech. He tried to administer justice that was coupled with tzedek and chesed toward Agog, the Arch Amalek. So this is the lesson that the Torah teaches us, that while the concept of justice is to be uniform and it has to be administered in the same way toward Jews and non-Jews alike, but if a non-Jew smites a Jew because he's a Jew, then strict justice has to be applied, not justice that is coupled with tzedek and with tzedakah, with chesed and rachmanis. And the same lesson we see in the second set of Shmos.